would venture to say that the greatest challenge that faces us and has faced us throughout the history of Klal Yisrael has been being confronted by Nisyonos, whatever the Nisyon might be, but being confronted by Nisyon. From the Bria Soilam, from Mother Marishan till today, from the greatest, strongest, smartest, it's always been the same, trying to confront the Yetzer Hara, trying to outsmart the Yetzer Hara. We spoke a little last week about the Chochmah Mikol Adam, how he was confronted by Nisoyen. And time doesn't permit me to go through all the different personalities in Tanakh, but I think we're all familiar how each individual went through their difficult times, and many of them overcame the Yetzer Hara, and many of them, Rachman Tzlan, fell. And the idea of Tanakh relating all these episodes is to give us an insight and to give us an understanding and to give us a hadrocha of how we should adapt and how we should be able to overcome what took place. But I think from all the Nisyonos the Klal Yisrael ever confronted, one of the greatest difficulties is overcoming the outside culture, is overcoming the influence from the secular world. Let us go back for a few moments to Avraham Avinu, who, if we could phrase, was the founder of the Baal Tshuva movement, who was the icon of Emunah, who was the pillar of Bitachon. And Avraham Avinu went to Goyim. He didn't go to Frum, he didn't go to non-Frum Yidden, he didn't go to Friars. He went to Goyim, and he taught the Goyim who the Rebbein Shalom is, and he guided them, and he brought them to Yiddishkeit. And Avraham Avinu Hayu Megaya Geirim, Megaya Goyim, and Sarameinu was to the Noshim. And yet nevertheless, when it came to a mishpach of his wife, and he was in a situation where he felt that life was going to have some sort of impact on his life, on his shepherd's life, on the home that he was raising, he sent him away. And he said, "In Yemina, Smaila, and Smaila Yemina, you go right, I go left, left or right." But he said, "I can't stay with you." And the Mepharshim explained, because Avraham Avinu felt so strongly that the impact that he was going to have on him and perhaps his wife and the family was so great that he couldn't take this risk, and the challenge was too strong, and he had to send him away, and he was willing to go to Sodom. If he would have gone left, he would have gone right to Sodom, or vice versa. We find Avraham Avinu again, the icon of Emunah and Bitachon, and the greatest perhaps in standing up against the Sionists. When Yishmael was in the home, Yishmael was a child of his, and Chazal say, "Vaisachek Yishmael," is all for Shidna Pshatim, what the meaning is of Vaisachek is, he laughed, he smiled, there was jest. Whatever it was, he wasn't the caravim, he didn't bring him into the home, he didn't reteach him, he didn't re-go through things, but he sent him away. And sending him away meant almost certain death for his child. And again, you see how strong the impact and the influence from the outside can be, that Avraham Avinu listened to the Nevuah of Sarameinu and he had to send him away because of that hashba, because of that impact that it would have had. And again, all through the Torah we see Korach schlep other Nevi'im, other Nesi'im, other Gedolim together with him, they were next to each other, were fighting the Gadol Adoy, the undisputed Gadol Adoy, they were all fighting. And how did they get involved? How did they get enveloped? How did they get enwrapped in all this sort of machlekes? It was all because of the impact that Korach had and the koyach that machlekes had. And a person can be sitting in yeshiva and sitting in koilun, could be a gvaltig, a goyin, a tzaddik, and a rosh yeshiva, but you have a shochein who is ra, you have a shochein who has a powerful influence. A person succumbs, a person falls, and that's the nature. And I think Again, time is not permitting, but if we go through Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, you'll see from the greatest Nisyonos we have is the outside influences from the Goyim, and Lahavdila Fadolos from Yidden, who don't do things correctly. And our most cherished possession that we have is our children. And we are very medactic and we are very careful to send them to Batei Chinuch, which give them and imbue in them and inject in them the Avas HaTorah and Yir Shemayim, and give them everything they need and isolate them and insulate them to make sure that they have and indoctrinated with the real Torah Dikashkofas. Because again, imagine sending a child to a public school, imagine sending a child to an environment which is not kosher, the impact it can have on them, an impact it will have for many Dairis. And when we daven for our children, I think one of the strongest points are that our children should be Yirei Shemayim, and our children should be strong enough, and our children should continue in the Messiah that we have laid down and our forefathers have laid down. And even when we go to Tzadikim and we ask for brachas, unless there's something exclusive, unless there's a Gevissa Rachmanis on Sora, one of the first bakoshas of bakosha that we should be matzliach with raising our children, helping our children, teaching our children. And this Heilige Messiah shouldn't be in any way damaged. And we should go and we should do what is supposed to be done. And yet, we find one time in the Torah something very different. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chvoido V'Atzmai, wanted there to be a bracha, and a bracha that should remain in Klal Yisrael, a bracha that should be given over by the Kohenim, a bracha that should be given over by Tzadikim, a bracha that should be given over by fathers, and some have the minig even Friday night, mothers should be given over to their children. Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, Yoy Hashem pono v'lecho v'chunecho, Yiso Hashem pono v'lecho v'yisem l'cho shalim. And allow me just to translate very briefly and very freely, according to Rashi, what the meaning of these three brachas are. Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmerecho. Dr. Eibishter, Yivarecho, says Rashi, b'momoyim, I want you, Dabe El Aaron, the Abon of Lemoy, Koytsabochas B'nai Yisrael. This is the way you should bench Klai Yisrael. Emoy Lehem, Omoy Lehem, Yivarecho. What Yivarecho? Bench them. Yivarecho, she's Bochu. Nechosecho, says Rashi. Yivarecho is, they should be gebenched, they should have Nechosim. Proskeret, what says Nechosim? They should be rich. They should have Nechosim. They should have items. They should have property. They should have real estate. They should have money. Yivarecho Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you with Mamayim. We're coming to Yontif, we're coming to a Heilige Yontif, and the Kohenim is standing next door on the Kodesh, and we're all waiting for Birchus Kohenim. All the children are coming from home for Birchus Kohenim. Yivarecho, what's the bracha? No Yerushimayim, no outside influence. Yivarecho Mazol Ven Gevirim. Alright, we go a little further. Yivarecho Hashem B'Yishmerecho. Yishmerecho, Hashem should guard us, Hashem should protect us, Hashem should look after us. One could have learned, look after us to make sure that we remain Yirei Shemayim, we remain intact. Yavtiyat Yishmaya to grow, to become Moedik Tzadikim and Yirei Shemayim. No, but Yishmerecho, Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, Yishmerecho, as someone has a lot of money, they can lose the money. Someone has a lot of money, there's Shaitedim, there's robbers, there's Ganovim. There's listing. Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you out. You should become gevirim v'yishmerecho, and the money should be gehitin. The money shouldn't be lost. The money should be safe. That's the bracha. That's the bracha Friday night. After a long week, the father comes, and the father thinking of how can he be mevarech his children. Yivarecho Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make you rich v'yishmerecho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make sure you don't lose your money. You should be in Lloyd's Bank and Barclays Bank and Ash Westminster, and you should have a Swiss account and don't lose a number. That's a modern bracha. Yo Hashem Ponov HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lighten up his face. We can't go into it now, what the meaning of face is, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yahweh Hashem, Pono Hashem, should lighten up his face, Elecha, on you. And this is the second bracha, this is not yet the bracha, Yahweh Hashem, Pono Elecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lighten up his face on you, Vichunecha. The second bracha is, he should give you chen. What's chen? I'm looking around the Mepharshim, the Gron, I'm looking the Malbim, I'm looking everywhere, what's chen? So I saw Reb Sham Shpol Hish is Mazbe Chayn, Noyach had Chayn. There are certain people who had Chayn, and Reb Sham Shpol Hish, the Tzal explains the definition of Chayn. Chayn is really the Shoyrish of Chinom. Chinom, the Shoyrish is Chayn. Chayn is a Matnas Chinom, something which is free. It's a charm, it's a charisma, it's something that draws people towards you, something which is Moshech, people to you, an understanding, people like you. But it's a matter of chinom. It's not something you work for. So I'm standing there, and the Kohenim is standing there, and the Ribbono Shel Olam Kavi Yochel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Aaron and the Kohenim, when you bench Klal Yisrael, bench them. They should have a personality, and they should have charisma, and they should have charm, and they should be magnetic sort of personalities, that people will be able to listen to you, and people will be able to like you. And perhaps through that to be Matziach, this is the grace of Bracha from the Eibishter. Yisra Hashem Panov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn his face, Elecha, to you, B'yotim Chasholim. There should be serenity, there should be peace, there should be harmony, there should be happiness. And these are the three brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Money, and the money should be gehitin, and it should be charismatic, and it should be peaceful, there should be happiness. And when learning this parasha Nosoi, I was thinking to myself, why isn't there any mention, and why isn't there any bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Kohenim, or the Shluchim, or the Yad of the Ribbono Shel Olam, why isn't any mention of the Bracha of Yerushalayim, that we should be strong, that we should be able to withstand the Shoynus, we shouldn't fall. Loidi Dei Nisoyin, Veloidi Dei Bizoyin, Baal Tashay Boni Yitzahora, Vachikeinim Odom Ra, Michavara. No mention of any Yerushalayim, no mention of any strength, no Bracha that we should have that Koyach to withstand and upstand. And nothing from the outside world should have an impact on us. No such brachas. And we go further in the parashas. We go to Akev, Bahavachu Koisai. This week's parasha, Re'eya Neichim Eishin Ezechem. It's a bracha, it's a klala. And what are the brachas? The brachas all Gashmias, the Goncha, Siroishcha, Bitharecha, Shigalofecha, Vashay Tenecha. We say in Krishna this morning, Bahayim Shmoy Tishmu. If we listen to all the mitzvahs, we do Yom Kippur, we do Hashanah, and we do Shabbos, and we do Taz Mishpacha, and we have kashrus, and no Lashon Hara, no Rechilas, and we keep everything we have to keep. So what's the bracha? What are we all waiting for? So we're waiting for that we should be Zeicha, that we should be better people, and we should have to Shemayim, we should be Tzadikim, we should be Gedolim, we should be Yishamayim, and our children should be Matziach. No. Shepselach. Shepselach. A lot of Shepselach. And when the cows give birth, it should be Shigalafecha, Vashat Sanecha, the later should be an easy later, and Chas Hashem, nothing should happen to the cow should be safe. Gonchon, wheat, barley, wine, oil, should be in abundance, by your Eketishmon, all the brachas are Gashmias. And there seems to be something missing here. That the bracha from Eibishter, and the bracha from Akonim, and the bracha from Atata to Akind, and the bracha from the Benishlam, all the brachas in Taylor, it looks like these are all brachas for Gashmis, and there are no brachas for Ruchnis. Don't get me wrong. There are Mepharshim, and if you go to Mepharshim, they do understand that certain brachas in the Torah do mean other things. But I said to you originally, very basically and literally and freely, it seems to be the focus is on Gashmis, and why is that? And I think the message is very clear. And it's very important, and especially this week, Shabbos, we just benched Shreish benching for Elul, and we're all getting into the mood. And I think the point over here is very clear. Yerushalayim has to come from us. There is no bracha, and there is no guarantee on anyone in the world that they will be Matzliach and they will be Yerushalayim. There is no Matana of Yerushalayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't give anyone a Matana that you're going to be Yerushalayim. You're going to be Matzliach. The Shoyness won't affect you. The outside culture won't have any impact on you. End of Akazeth. There's no such thing. Each individual, each person has to confront and fight and has a challenge with their nisyonos. Whatever the nisyon might be, whether it's shalom bayis, whether it's handling the children and raising the children, whether it's the bombardment of media, whether it's vacations, whether it's what we read, how we socialize with people, what we do, where we go, whatever it might be. But everyone is alone when it comes to a nisyon. There is no outside help. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give nisyonos unless a person is capable of doing it. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them certain siyata d'shmaya to be able to withstand them. But bottom line, when it comes to nisyon, and a person is confronted with that nisyon, there's only one more person who can help, and that's you. It all depends on you. There's no one else there. You're the one who is matzliach, and you're the one who's able to confront it, and you're the one who's able to break what the Satan wants to do. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you all the matanas. Then wealth is yours, and panos is yours, and gezunt is yours, and atzlach is, then everything is yours. Those are matanas. Panos is a matana. Gashmias is a matana. Ruchmias, there's no matana for Ruchmias. There's help me by Inshallah. But a matana, an exclusive matana for Ruchmias, there's no such thing. Avraham Avinu was holding by the very last Nisayin, the Nisayin of Akedas Yitzchak. And the Medrash brings down, and Rashi quotes the Medrash, and the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a betting by Avraham Avinu, please be matzliach with this Nisayin. And please try to overcome this Nisayin, because if you wouldn't overcome this Nisayin, none of the Nisayinas are chashiv in my eyes. There's nothing. And the Rebbeinu Shem was a kibbet and Avraham Avinu, try your hardest to be aiming in Nisayin. But in Matana, there's no Matana. Shmuel is not going to say, you know, Avraham Avinu, you've been wonderful, you've been fantastic. You did the other nine, the tenth is yours free. There's no baker's dozen when it comes to Yerushalayim. You do it, you're Matzliach, it's yours. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, V'hoye Meike Tishmun, V'hoye Eike Tishmun, V'hoye Meshmoye Tishmun. Then Reye Noich Nisech Lech Zabrach Zakal, then I'll give you everything. But the ultimate decision and the ultimate Nisayin and the ultimate decision and choice is up to you. When it comes to Gashmias, we tend to think that we can work it out. When it comes to Gashmias, we think it's all up to us. And that's a tremendous mistake, because a huge focus is placed on making sure that we have what we need. And a huge focus is directed on making sure we have panasa. And perhaps we infringe on those tremendous nisyonos that we have to make sure we have panasa. But it's a terrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake, because panasa is the bracha. Panasa is free. It's the Yerushalayim which is not free. And I'd like to relate to you a little story to show you that how when it comes to Gashmias, it's a total matana. Like Kenza Khanstein, you can do whatever you want. You can work all your life, and you can lose everything in the end of your life. You can work normally and you can be very matzliach. It's all biyad Hashem, it's all in the hands of the Eibishter, and the Eibishter gives it as a matana if you do your share, if you do what you're supposed to do. I had a friend in the bungalow colony in upstate New York who was an outstandingly wealthy jewelry designer. And he invested a lot of money with a Goisha company in Texas, and unfortunately the guy rooked him and swindled him, and he lost everything he had. He lost everything he had, and he tried to recoup and tried to bring it back. And those who are in the jewelry business know that you need a big capital to continue, and he just couldn't do it. He just could not do it. And his friends tried to help him, and he was a very proud person, and he found it difficult to come onto other people, and things were going very rough. And it came to the time, believe it or not, but it came to the time where he made a very difficult decision, but he sold his house. He sold his house. He lived in a very affluent neighborhood, and he sold his house for a lot of money and moved out to Israel. And life was a lot cheaper, and his apartment was obviously a lot cheaper, and he was left with a sizable sum of money. And it was a difficult move for the family, a difficult move for everyone. And he tried from the capital that he had to restart the business, but Ashkocha had a different, and he just wasn't matziach, and the money was spent, and he became a big balchoiv. and he had to move back to the States, and he came back, and people again tried to help him, and he rented a house, and he moved into a house, and he started life again. And one person said to him, you know what? He says, you've tried in the United States, and you've tried in Eretz Yisrael. He said, why didn't you try in England? Why didn't you try in England? And I'm talking about a tkufa. He went through a difficult tkufa. This is 10, 12 years. He was spiraling down. And he said, why don't you try England? He said, I've never been to England. He said, it's a different culture. It's a different country. He said, I don't know the people. And he said, it's very difficult. He said, you know what? I'll give you a contact in Hatton Gardens. I'll give you a contact. He said, I want you to go there. And there's a jewelry manufacturer who I think will be able to help you out. And he said, I want you to go there. And he went, and he had an appointment. And the first day he came to United Kingdom, he was told to take a train. He was staying in Gold's Green, he took a train. And he was going to meet this person, to my knowledge, who was outside King's Cross Station. And from there, they were going to go and do what they felt they had to do. And he was going down the escalators, and being an American, he wasn't familiar with the code. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you're going down and you're standing, you stay on the right, and if you're going down and you're walking or you're running, you go on the left. And he wasn't familiar with this, so it was pretty empty, and he was running down, and he was running down the right. And there was a gentleman in front of him. He was actually from Japan, and he hit him, and they fell down the escalators. And it was a high escalator that fell down, and they rolled over each other, toppled out. And he found himself lying at the bottom of the escalator, looking at a Japanese man. And he's wondering himself, Ibn Kulama, what am I doing? He says, Ibn Shalom, Ikhtapa Bisa Panasa. And I find myself lying on top of a Japanese man. And the Japanese man was very upset with him, and he used different words. And he was shouting at him, and he was very indecent to him. And this American, he's a very, very Adler Yid, and he said, I apologize, and so on and so forth. He said, let me pay for your suit to be cleaned, and let me do this, and let me do that, and so on and so forth. And the person agreed, and he said, you know something, you're a nice person. And they began to talk, and they began to walk towards the cleaners. And he asked him, what do you do as a profession? And he said, I'm in jewelry. He says, this strikes me a little odd, he says, because I'm here in United Kingdom, I'm trying to make contact for designers and jewelry, maybe and perhaps you can help me. And he couldn't believe what was taking place, and they got together and they became partners, and they built up a huge business. And Baruch Hashem, he was able to buy himself back in, and he became a gebir, and he lives in Flatbush now, and he's a big Baltstocker, and he's a big Askin, and there's a tremendous moral from this story. And the moral from the story is that he lived in a beautiful neighborhood, and he worked very, very hard, and he did everything that was right, and he did everything that he should do. And things did not go right. And he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and the chances were very high, and things looked very good, but things did not go the way they wanted to go. Rabbi Yismach Shobo Yisbelebish Vatzach Hashem Yisokum. He had in his mind that he felt he could do things. The way Yisrael had another mahalach, and the way he got panasa, and the way he got back to himself, was lying on top of a Japanese man in King's Cross Station. His whole business started again. And what you see is, it might sound a little far-fetched, but what you see is something so clear. When sukum to gashmius, the brocha for the Ibn Yisraelim is there. When it comes to gashmius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us out. When sukum to ruchnius, it's all up to you. It all depends on you. It depends on your behavior. It depends on your attitude. And it depends the way that you feel and you understand what's going on. And I think it's imperative, and I think it's incumbent. I think it's important. But before Elul, it's always a little too late, and a little too late. But I think it's very important for us all. So make a little cheshvan anefesh. And not a cheshvan anefesh and say to oneself, what averus have I done? Not that sort of cheshvan anefesh. But a person has to make a cheshvan on a daily schedule. And a person has to think, what is an isoyan and what is not an isoyan? Where am I lacking Yerushimayim and where am I not lacking Yerushimayim? From the moment I wake up till the time I go to sleep, how many nisyonos have I been confronted with? And very often I think to myself, this very equation, this very question, and before I go to sleep I feel miserable. Because there's so many situations which in Nisyonos, a person doesn't have time, a person doesn't have patience, a person isn't kind, a person isn't caring, whether it's the man next to you in shul, whether it's giving a ride, whether it's to your wife at home, whether it's to your children, whatever it might be. But there are so many Nisyonos that a person has. So many opportunities to grow in Yiras Shamayim. So many times a person can change. Their whole Gashmi is massive. We run to Eretz Yisrael, we run to different parts of the world for brachas of Rebbeim, from Tzadikim, from Admirim, from Rosh Yeshivas, from anyone. And if a person would only think that if I have the Yiras Shamayim, V'hoyam Shmoya Tishmu, V'hoyam Eke Tishmun, if I would only be able to get hold of myself and be a Yiras Shamayim, everything to Matana. Shidduchim Matana, and Panosim Matana, and Gezuntim Matana, everything to Matana. But our focus very often is in the wrong place. And the only way a person can elevate themselves and lift themselves and become better people is preparation. If there's no preparation, nothing happens. In the secular world, if a person doesn't prepare themselves for a profession, there's no chance, there's no way they're going to be matzliach. And alhamdulillah, $5, if a person doesn't prepare themselves for the daily routine and the daily confrontations, there's no way a person can be matzliach. We have to sit down. Let it be 20 minutes, let it be half an hour. We all have time in our hands. And let's think to ourselves, when we are confronted with Nisoyan, did we win over the Nisoyan or did we fail again? Birchas HaMazon, davening, leaving davening, that's 3 minutes earlier. Birchas HaMazon, does anybody feel that they know the words of Birchas HaMazon from the beginning of Birchas HaMazon to the end of Birchas HaMazon? Birchas HaMazon is a gewaltige segula for Ashiras. And we're running all over the place to catch a train and be there today. Birchas HaMazon, eat a few minutes earlier, bench a little slower. It's a gewaltige Nisoyan, it is a Nisoyan, it's difficult. But if we would only appreciate that this is a matana from Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you a little nisayon. Ben Shvi Ha'el Chayit, Ben Shvi Sadach Tzayin. Understand what you're saying. I'm sure you've all heard that a bacher went to Rav Shach Tzal, who was necessary to make tshuva, I think. And he asked him, please Rebbe, give me an etzah. What could I do? What sort of Kabbalah could I do to change myself? To be a better person? And Rav Shach says, be mechavan till the end of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, one bracha Birchas HaMazon, one bracha Birchas HaMazon, nothing more. We don't have to jump to great heights. We just have to adapt, and we have to see, and we have to understand and appreciate what is going on, what is happening in our daily routine. The Sefer Segula brings down that if a person wants happiness and bracha and parnasa, he says, be mechabed your wife. Be mechabed your wife. And he brings a raya from Psukim that Avraham Avinu was gebench, Bav was Sarah, in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the way he understands it, and the way he brings down the Mefarshim, it's Bav was Sarah, it's because he was mechabed his wife, and he looked after his wife. And that gave him the bracha, and that gave him the shiras, and that gave him the serenity and the shalom that he so deserved. We have so many opportunities at home. We have so many opportunities to say a good line, to say a good word, to close one eye, not to be so uptight, not to be so pressured, not to be so stressful, to talk b'ne'imus, to talk nicely, to talk kindly, say a good word, say a good line, compliment someone. When it comes to compliments, sometimes people are so medactic in sheker, kachut asayra. When it comes to business, it's a little different. The idea is, Yerech Hashem Sherecha, all the brachas Hashem will give you, as long as you do your piece, and as long as you're Yirei Shemayim, and as long as you're able to overcome your Nisyonos. And the Eibishter should give us the Siyata D'Shemaya, and give us the foresight, and give us understanding that it's all dependent on us.